Welcome to Torah Tumacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying the 23rd chapter of Mishlei Perek Chof Gimel. The first psukim that we're going to learn today are psukim Dalid and Hey. Al tiga lahashir, do not exhaust yourself to become rich. Mi binoscho chadol, seize your discerning, meaning stop looking for ways to make more and more money. Because as Pasuk Hey reads, Hasoif einech oboy ve'einenu, if you cast your eyes on it, it is gone. Ki osa yaseh lo chnofayim, as it will make wings for itself. Kinesher yo'uf hashamayim, like an eagle it will fly to the heavens. Says Shlomo HaMelech, what is the point in accumulating wealth? It's transient. It can be lost in a minute. It can fly away while you are still watching it. Hasoif einecho boi ve'einenu. If you cast your eyes on it, it's gone. It's as if it makes itself wings and it flies away like an eagle that's immediately gone from sight. It's not a worthwhile or a stable investment. It's not worth investing your precious life and your time in accumulating it because it's just simply too fleeting. So these two psukim remind us not to invest too much in money. It's unstable. It's ultimately not in our control. And rather invest in values because they are eternal and they promise stability and they'll be yours forever. And these psukim are also a reminder to use our money wisely while we still have it. Use it for meaningful things because we can't count on it lasting forever. And we discussed this in Perek Yotes, where we told the story of the Medrash in Rus about the family who was blessed with wealth for 6 years. They knew they were just going to have it for a limited amount of time. So during that time, they used it for mitzvahs and they used it for chesed. And we may also only have our money for a limited time. So we want to use our money well during that time. Now the Gemara in Brachos interprets this pasuk completely differently. And it says it's talking about how easy it is to lose our Torah learning and our wisdom. If we stop paying attention and we get distracted, our Torah learning and our wisdom, it can be like a bird that grows wings and just flies away. Our learning and our spiritual lives, they require constant engagement. They require attention. They require focus. And this is another theme that we've come across quite a few times in Mishlei by now. And we've already mentioned the very cliched analogy about the downwards escalator. But the reality of that analogy is true. That spirituality needs constant effort and maintenance and inspiration and elevation. We have to actively engage with our Torah wisdom, or otherwise it can just grow wings and it can fly away. And I was thinking that this is a very good message for vacation season, that when we disconnect for even a very short period, we start to feel the difference. Our clarity and our passion, it starts to fade. We feel a bit more distant. It's like our clarity grows wings and it flies away like an eagle. So during vacation time, it's especially important to intentionally build in time for Torah, like doing Nach Yomi, for example. The next psukim that we're going to learn in this parak are psukim Yod to Yod Aleph. Al taseh gvul olam, do not move the ancient boundary, uvistei yisaimim al tavoy, and do not enter the fields of orphans. This pasuk is very similar to a pasuk in the previous parak, and that pasuk reads, Al taseh gvul olam, do not move back the ancient boundary, asher osa avosecha that your ancestors established. And these psukim are referring to a Torah prohibition called hasogas gvul, moving a boundary. People mark boundaries between fields so that everybody knows where my field starts and where your field ends. And what hasogas gvul is it's moving that boundary. It's moving the boundary further into my neighbor's field so that my field is enlarged. Essentially, it's taking what doesn't belong to me. Now, in the previous parak, we're told not to do this in general. Al taseh gvul olam asher osa avosecha. Don't move the boundaries that your ancestors established. In this parak, it's al taseh gvul olam uvistei yisaimim al tavoy, and do not enter the fields of orphans. And because this prohibition of hasagas gvul is also mentioned in the previous parak, in broad and general terms, we learn that in this parak, it's specifically referring to not doing this to orphans. It's a specific warning not to take advantage of orphans. And then the next pasuk, pasuk Yod Aleph, continues, Ki goyalom chazok, hu yariv es rivam itach, for their redeemer is strong. He will fight their quarrel with you. Even if the orphans have no relatives who can defend their interests, who can help them fight this battle for them, you should know their Redeemer in heaven is strong. He will fight their quarrel with you, and you will be held accountable for your actions. And this is similar to the idea that we discussed in the previous parak. A person could be very tempted to take advantage of an orphan's weakness. They're vulnerable, They don't have anyone who can help them. There's no one who's going to represent them in Beis Din to help them reclaim the land that belongs to them. There's no one even going to help them make the case for Beis Din. And it's much easier to exploit them because they don't have these typical support structures. Says the Malbim, Goyalom Chazok. Don't think that they don't have a redeemer. They do. Don't think that they don't have a relative. They do. And this redeemer, this relative that's going to help them with their defense, that's going to help them reclaim their land, is Chazak. He's strong. It's the he with the uppercase H. And Hu Yoriv Esrivomitach, Hashem will fight their case. And you can be sure that you will be held accountable for what you did. Be very, very careful with exploiting or with violating the boundaries of the weak and the poor. And we are warned in many places in the Torah to be particularly careful not to take advantage of widows and orphans, which the Mechilta says doesn't just refer to poor widows and orphans, it's even the widow of a king or the orphans of a king. Even if they have lots of money, they're missing those typical support structures, and that's why it's particularly ugly to hurt them. The Pasuk in Mishpatim, Perek Kaf Beis, says, Kol amano v'yosem lo sanun. Don't afflict a widow or an orphan. Ki emane sa'aneo isoi. Because if you afflict him, ki im tsa'oi ki tsakelai, when he calls out to me, shamaya eshmatza akosai, I will hear his cry. V'chara api, and I will be angry, v'horagti eschem becharev, and I will kill you by the sword. V'hayunashechem almanois of nechem yosaimim. And your wives will become widows, and your sons will become orphans. Terrible consequences. Now there's a lot of double language in this pasuk. Ane ta'ane, you will surely afflict. Tsa'oi ki tzak, you will surely cry out. Shamaya eshma, I will surely hear. Rabbeinu Bachya says that this represents the fact that when you hurt a vulnerable person, then their pain is much more intense than if you hurt somebody else. It's ane ta'ane, it's doubly hurtful when it's a vulnerable person. So when they cry out to Hashem, it's also more intense. Tsa'oi ki tzak, it's a double crying out. And when Hashem listens, it's also more intense. It's Shamaya Eshma. He says the rest of the population, they have other people they can turn to when they're hurting. They have other people that they can rely on and offload on. They still might daven to Hashem, but they might also offload on another person. But a Yosem or an Almana, they turn completely to Hashem. They offload completely on Hashem because they have no one else. And that's why he takes their cries particularly seriously. And the punishment for those who hurt them, who afflict them, is particularly serious. The Kli Yakar also addresses this double language of Ane Ta'ane and Tsa'oi Ki Tzak and Shamaya Eshma. And he says that we all know that Hashem is the father of all orphans. He's the Avi Yosaimim. And everybody knows that when you hurt a child, you also hurt their father. So when you cause pain to an orphan, Ane, then Ta'ane, you are also causing pain to their father. You're also causing pain to Hashem, the father of all orphans. And it's not just the orphan who cries out in pain, Tsa'oik, but Yitzhak, Hashem's Midas Hadin, cries out together with the cry of the orphan. And Shamaya Eshma, Hashem listens to both of these cries, to the cry of the orphan and the cry of the Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin who says, how can you allow such a thing to happen? How can you tolerate this? Hashem listens to both of them, and there are dire consequences for the abuser. And this is an enormous insight into the Midas of Hashem. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that any time we're told about how great Hashem is, at the same time and in the same place, we're also told how humble He is. And how is this humility expressed? By caring for the downtrodden. And then the Gemara brings evidence for this from the Torah, from Nevi'im, and from Ksuvim. So in the Torah in Devarim, it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu ha'elokei ha'elokim v'adonei ha'adonim. Your Hashem, your God, He's the God of all gods. He's the master of all masters. And that's immediately followed by the words, Oseh mishpat yasayim v'amano. He performs justice for the widow and for the orphan. And then the Gemara brings another proof from Yeshaya, Nevi'im, Perek Nun Zayin. It says, Ki choya ma rom v'niso, shoychei nad v'kodesh shemoi, morayim v'kodesh eshkoin. For so said Hashem, the Exalted and the Most High, who dwells forever, holy is His name. Exalted and holy I will dwell in the greatest heights. And the Pasuk concludes, And I will be with the downtrodden and the humble in the lowest depths in order to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the downtrodden. And then the Gemara also brings a proof from Ksuvim in Tehillim, where it says, Solo l'roche fa'aravos, praise for him who rides in the highest of heavens. And the next pasuk reads, Avi Yesaimim V'Dayan Almanos, the father of orphans and the judge of widows. Together with every expression of Hashem's greatness here, we have an expression of his humility. And this humility is expressed by the way he takes care of the most vulnerable members of society, by the way he takes care of those who don't have someone else to take care of them. This is what Hashem does with all his glory, with all his strength, with all his might. He looks out for those who don't have anybody else to look out for them. The Ramban in Mishpatim tells us, you know this firsthand. You have personal experience with this. When you were down and out in Mitzrayim and you had nobody and you were oppressed and the Mitzrayim were beating you, who saw you? Who heard you? V'nitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, v'yishma Hashem es koleinu, v'yar es onyeinu, v'es amoleinu, v'es lachatzeinu. We called out to Hashem, and Hashem heard us. He heard our voice, he heard our cries, he saw our pain, and he saw our affliction. Your first introduction to Hashem was seeing him take care of the vulnerable. You first met Hashem as the defender of the ger and the oni and the yosem and the almana. So you know firsthand that ki goyalom chazok hu yoriv es rivam itach. He's a strong redeemer. He will fight hard. He will pull out all the stops to protect the vulnerable. And it follows from this that if we're going to be like Hashem, this has to be our mission too, as individuals and as a community. Our mandate, our mission, is to proactively look out for and care for those who don't have support structures, for people who are lonely, for people who are vulnerable, for people who are struggling financially. This is the expectation on us if we're going to be godly. One of my favorite psukim in Tehillim is in Perek Kuf Yud Gimel. Mi ka Hashem Elokeinu hamagbi lo shaves hamashpili lirois bashamayim v'aretz. Who is there like Hashem our God? He dwells so high, yet he comes all the way down to see what's happening on this earth. You'd think that someone big and important, like the creator of the whole world, he would be busy worrying about climate change and about world hunger. But hamashpili lo shaves. The measure of Hashem's greatness is being concerned about individuals, being concerned about little personal struggles, about caring about their worries about how they're going to get to their child's school performance when there's no one that they can ask to babysit their other kids, being concerned about their worries about how they're going to buy their kids the right sneakers for camp so that they don't feel like nebuchs compared to their friends and it doesn't hurt their already very fragile confidence. This is a measure of greatness, is to worry about these little tiny things. And our greatness as a community and as individuals, it's also measured about how much we care about these things, about how much we're concerned with our vulnerable members and the little details, that we deal with issues like someone who's just moving the boundary of their field a little bit, and that we stand up for these people, and we make sure that nobody ever feels like they don't have anyone to turn to or nobody to defend them. Thank you for learning together in the merit for a refuah shleima for Yonina Sima bas Daphne Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all the ill of Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.